I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I thought, surely if I can give them the answers to these 6 or 7 questions everyone's writing about, this is going to blow their minds and open them up to Christianity and show them that it's all true. But I oddly started finding that as I gave these apologetic talks, people were left cold. And actually, one of the most unfruitful periods of my ministry was when I started, when I discovered apologetics and when I started trying to convey these answers to people. And I think what began to grow in me was an awareness that, that I was answering the questions that the books told you how to answer. What I needed to answer was the questions that people were asking. And give you an example of that is I was asked to speak at this very big event in Romania about I was asked to speak at a series of events. The first one was on religious pluralism, and I spoke for about half an hour and took an hour of questions. And it was packed out, there were 200 or 300 people there. And I gave the talk, and people's questions were brilliant. It was mainly a non-Christian audience. People's questions were brilliant, and they're really engaging, and they clearly thought about this stuff. Next night, I talked about suffering, gave my talk. Again, people's questions were brilliant, really thought about it. The third night, I was asked to speak about why believe scripture. And I gave a half hour talk for the trustworthiness of scripture and why we know the texts are original. And people's questions were awful. It was like all people's only contact with scripture was that perhaps they'd read the Da Vinci Code or something. or they'd read some anti-Christian meme on Facebook or whatever it was. And that's when I realized that trying to give the standard answer, you should trust scripture because of these 7 reasons why the text was reliable, was useless. That wasn't hitting where people were at. People didn't even know enough about scripture to engage in that argument. So the next time I was asked to give a similar talk about scripture, I talked for 20 minutes on all the things I love about the Bible and how it shaped Western culture. And I showed them pictures of art and things from film and music that are inspired by the Bible, and said, look, it's a beautiful book, isn't it? I think you should read it. And the impact it had was the biggest I'd had in ages since before I'd really started discovered apologetics, because I was hitting people's questions. People thought it's a relevant, boring book. And I gave a talk saying, look, it's a beautiful and attractive book that has been really impactful in my life. You should take a look too. And once I began to understand where people were coming from, they weren't coming with a bunch of technical questions about the text. They were assuming it was irrelevant and uninteresting. And all I needed to do was show them that it is relevant and interesting. So that was my kind of shift to discovering, actually, we can answer the why question of why people should believe and why people should take an interest in scripture. But the way we answer that needs to be shaped around where people are coming from and what their questions are.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.